Pete Cogle.
Once a week's enough for any man.
Thank you.
again, and welcome to PCP. It's PCP 559 coming to you a little bit late, unusual on the weekend, but on Easter Sunday, I've got a sort of few minutes here to myself on Easter Sunday afternoon, and got some great music for you. So I hope you enjoy what you're about to hear, or what you in fact have heard already. We started off with a strange piece of music or a strange sound from Seta Buhan. More of him a bit later, or her perhaps. I'm not quite sure who they are. The first track was Maeve by Cold Bones. You can find them at coldbones.uk. coldbonesuk.bandcamp.com. They are based out of Kent in England, and I picked that up at Bandcamp as recommended by someone on echoesanddust.com. Worth checking that out. And then we had Ex-Girlfriend by Blackfields. I've played them on the show before quite a long time ago, from Graz in Austria. And that's going to be found on the William Shawmeza Major Label.bandcamp.com label. Worth checking that out. And then we had something rather different, something probably about as close as you can get to Chinese Man without being Chinese Man, but also from Toulouse in France. And that was Proletter, P-R-O-L-E-T-E-R, or Proletter, as it were. And a track was called Inner. And you can find him at proletter.bandcamp.com. Worth checking that out. Right, let's move straight on with three more tracks. Another track from the Death Roots Syndicate album, Death Roots Syndicate Volume 7. And it comes from an artist based out of Turin, Italy, who's actually called, and I really do believe this, I really do mean this, he's actually called Farty Wayne.
Thank you. Oh, it goes right through you, you know.
We'll be right back. When a woman is alone with
Pete Kogel,
anything can happen.
three more tracks for you there. Some good old bluesy stump from the Deathwish Syndicate compilation album, Volume 7. That was Pig's Ballad by Farty Wayne. Facebook.com/Farty Wayne. That's W-A-Y-N-E. I think they're a duo. They're based out of Turin in Italy. Very good it was too. And then we had something by Sam Farzio. Who was from Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. I don't think I've ever played anything from UAE before. So that was a track called G, brackets, the original mix by Sam Farzio. And you can hear him, find out song, same at soundcloud.com for just Sam Farzio, F-A-R-S-I-O. And pick that up at Starfrosht. At Starfrosht. Sorry, not Starfrosht, it's Starfrosht, S-T-A-R-F-R-O-S-C-S-C-H. Which is a great little label, and it sort of finds stuff and sort of celebrates various bits and bobs. So this is a part of their Hot 111, which has got some really good tracks in there, and definitely worth playing some more of them as we go along. Yeah, definitely worth checking that out at starfrosht.com. And then we had Toulouse Goose Dub by Split Phase. Now, Split Phase is, I don't think they exist anymore, but they are from Lancaster in Pennsylvania, put together by a guy called Transient, and you can find more about that at transient.bandcamp.com. That comes from a Noisy Vagabond record label, which I think is put together by the guy also known as Transient, at noisyvagabond.wordpress.com, and that comes from a compilation album called Compendium. Definitely worth checking that one out as well. Right, two more pieces of music with a bit of an interview in between. I was having a chat yesterday with Omar Willie from the Seattle Star. You can find him at seattlestar.net. He was interviewing me with various questions and various bits of information about Creative Commons, which is what the Seattle Star is definitely and really all about. So it was quite nice being interviewed for a change. So if you want to find out more about Omar and the Seattle Star, the links are in the show notes. But if you want to go there now, it's seattlestar.net. But before and after, before we have Tribal Earth by Petra, who's an artist based out of Tel Aviv in Israel. And then after that, we've got the bit I mentioned earlier on, which is a strange piece of music, which is Tabu Langit Tandu Jawa by Set Buhan, from Yogyakarta in Indonesia, which is by far one of the strangest records I've ever played in the show, but worth checking out. So let's get started, shall we?
In the wind be your cross. did you first listen to John Peel in your memory?
Ooh, that is sometime in the 70s, so I couldn't remember exactly which. It's probably in the region of about somewhere between 74 and 76, I would guess. 74, I was 13, and I was just about getting into the good stuff. So I guess it was around about then. And certainly by 76, when the punk explosion started, I was listening on a regular basis then. So
this was a good inspiration for you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the guy was clearly a genius, and he did everything that different from everybody else, i.e. he played what he wanted to play and got away with it.
I was a college DJ for 4 years in Bellingham, and then when I left school and came back to Seattle, I joined, well, it was KCMU then, it is now KEXP.
Right.
And I stayed there 6 years. And we had an open kind of format then, but it was still nothing as exciting as John Peel ever did, certainly. Despite the nominal freedom that we would have, we actually have it worse in many ways because there are very few eclectic programs the way that his was. So obviously your podcast is very influenced by Peel's method of going about and assembling eclectic programs then, yes?
Yeah, I'd like to think that I can sometimes put tracks together that I juxtapose to be similar, and sometimes I put tracks together to juxtapose to be completely different, to deliberately wake the listener up and say, you know, have you thought about this? So that's what I like to do, if at all possible.
I think that's excellent, and that's the effect that your podcast often has on me, which is why I'm talking to you now.
Sounds good.
So let's go back to what got you into podcasting.
2005 Christmas was the year, well, certainly in the UK, was the year when everyone was getting an iPod. Our kids got iPods. And I remember buying our kids iPods, and my wife had secretly gone out and bought me a rather larger iPod. And of course, I didn't have enough CD collection to fill this 32 gigabyte beast. Whatever sample rate I was sampling at the time. And I thought, okay, I only half filled it. And then I started looking on iTunes and thought to myself, what is this thing called a podcast? And I had a look in iTunes and found a few podcasts and thought, oh, they're little radio shows, great. I'll have a listen to some. And I downloaded a few things, classically from the BBC, and then realised that when it came to the music, it got faded out, and then it got faded back in again with more talk in between. And there was none of the music that I wanted to hear. And I thought, well, okay, I can understand why that is. That's a copyright thing.
Right.
But it's not what I wanted. So I had a further look around, and I found a couple of these things called podcasts, and it seemed to be coming from people in their bedrooms. And I thought, that's ridiculous. I could do that. I thought, you know, and I thought to myself, no, don't be silly. Little devil on my left shoulder said, no, don't be stupid. You're far too old for that. And you're far too, you know, it's silly. Why would you want to do that? And then the angel on my right shoulder said, yeah, but just do it. So I just looked at a guy called Tane Piper. He's a Scottish guy. And he had a thing called Tripcast Radio.
Oh, yeah.
And being a techie as I am, I just looked at what he'd done and figured out he just created an MP3 file, he had a website, it had an RSS feed, and he fed that into iTunes. So I just replicated that process and did it and tried it and I thought, oh, this is interesting. And I produced a five-track podcast, put it out there and thought, let's see what happens. And it got picked up by a couple of other English podcasters. And within a few weeks, I was part of a group, and we were all, you know, producing stuff together. We were communicating with each other, and I thought, this is great as long as it lasts. It'll never last very long because I'll run out of music, as I thought in those days. Because I was trying to find stuff it wasn't easy in those days to find stuff. I was trawling through MySpace, just
right,
trying to find things, and then get permission to download, and then get permission to play because you weren't actually going to play copyright stuff. And it was complicated, but it was getting there. And then all of a sudden this thing called the PodSafe Music Network opened up with Adam Curry's group on Podshow. And suddenly it became, oh, I can get a hold of this music. And it became easier and easier and easier as time gone on. And then, of course, once you've got yourself a name, you get stuff sent to you. And now I would have said, an awful lot of it is sent to me. And of course now I just put things like a feed reader on, and use a feed reader to sort of scroll through and just get a selection every day of stuff that's come out, and have a little loop through, try to work out what I want and play it. So it's become an easy process now, but it was hard at the time. Well, I did warn you that was a bit strange, didn't I? That was a track called Tabu Langit Tanduk Jawara, which translates as Climbing Sky on the Horns of the Jawara. The artist is called Saturns, or Seta Buhan, from Yogyakarta, rather, in Indonesia. And I got that from Yes No Wave at yesnowave.com. And you can find out more about them if you look for Yes No Wave Release 089. Marvellous stuff. Before that, a bit of a chat with me and Omar from the Seattle Star, as mentioned before. And then we had, Tribal Earth by Petra. Find him at soundcloud.com/Petra Official Music from Tel Aviv in Israel. He is, in actual fact, Jonathan Schreiber. And Tribal Earth is the title track of that particular album, which comes out on Ectoplasm. That's Ectoplasm, that's ectoplazm.com. Right, three more tracks, starting off with this one by Helaku, or based in Finland, and the track is called Alien Owl. Thank you.
Kogel.
Chocolatey, malty, and only 75 calories.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Thank you.
Yeah, three more tracks there for you. The first of which was Alien Owl by Helaku. You can find them at helaku.bandcamp.com. H-E-L-A-K-U. Based out of Finland, not quite sure where in Finland. That's on Como Records. Como Records, the Z with a Z instead of an S at the end of Como Records. And that comes from the EP on an album called Some Form of Spontaneous Generation. And then we had Litovsk. L-I-T-O-V-S-K, Humor from Brest in France, and that's on Contrast Records, which is, strangely enough, is D-I-Y-O-R-D-I-E, D-O-I or die, I suppose, is what it really should say, .bandcamp.com is where you'll find them. And I picked them up as a result of Richard Wiggins writing a review about a band he'd seen in Echoes and Dust. I mentioned them before. And Richard Wiggins, of course, is from Silent Forum and various other bands, of course, and always got a very good interest in different types of music. And they were quite interesting. Apparently, they played a show with another artist in Cardiff, and he saw them and thought they were worth listening to. So thanks for that, Richard. And then we had the final track was Whatever and Ever and Ever. For Lunar Dust, and you can find them at vk.com /For Lunar Dust. That's forlunardust, and vk.com, of course, is the Russian Facebook. That's on Mnmnm Records, mnmn-rec.bandcamp.com, from an LP called Idiotic Ideas, which I don't think it was an idiotic idea to release that at all. Right, I'm going to leave you with one last track. This is Low Psy, not Low Fi, but Low Psy. The original mix by Unlit, that's N-U-N-L-I-T-T, from Brazil. It comes out on Transmitter Net Label, that's Transmitter with a T-R-A-N-Z, MitterNetLabel.com. And that comes from an EP called Free Weapons EP. Right, I hope you've enjoyed the tracks. I will probably be putting some more of the interview with myself and Omar in a couple of following bits of PCP. I don't know, it's interesting to some people. I did see some of you have heard the stories all before, some of you haven't. But it's sort of an interesting conversation between me and him about podcasting, Creative Commons, and all things in between. Yeah, so makes a bit of a change for me anyway. I have some talk instead of just music in the show. Right, I'm going to bugger off now. I hope you have a wonderful Easter if you celebrate, and if you don't, I hope you have a wonderful time off, and I will see you soon, folks. Ta-da! Yeah.
Thank you.